The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Living Hope Ministries Pastor's Podcast. Today's podcast, we're going to look at what James has to say about healing in James chapter 5. In James chapter 5, he records and shares with us an area of healing which is very different to the normal healing pattern that we see in the Bible. So often the pattern is that Jesus just healed people. And he went into the crowd and healed vast numbers of people. And in the Old Testament, again, we just see some remarkable healings. But what's different about James 5, I believe especially, is that it's talking about believers and it's talking about life in the church. Now, we know that God loves all people, believers or unbelievers, but it seems that in terms of unbelievers, often the healing ministry graciously is released upon people, and it's very much to just remind them that God loves them, and it's to point people to their greater need, which is the need of salvation, the need of forgiveness of their sins. And that's very, very important. But James is wanting to talk to us a little bit about healing within the church, healing of believers. And one of the things that he says is that you can call the elders of the church. And that's a very, very important area. Calling the elders is clearly a sense of recognizing their authority. You're not calling them simply because they're friends or because you're desperate. When you call the elders of your church to come and pray for you, then that means that you respect them, you honor them, you believe that they have an impartation from God that gives them authority to pray with the flock under their care. So calling the elders, and again, if you look at the passage carefully, James is not suggesting that only elders can pray for the sick. But what he's really talking about is the context of the church. The church is the body of Christ. And if one member is sick, then all the members are affected. And we certainly see that. And so there is that invitation, call the elders. What do the elders do? Well, the scripture tells us that the elders will pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. Now, to some degree, that shows it's a reasonably organized thing. Because if you're just in the supermarket and somebody needs prayer, you can just bow your head and pray. You don't need to have oil. But if this is a situation where someone is saying, look, I'm a member of this church and I thank God for my elders and I'm calling them to pray for me. I want them to prepare. I want them to seek God. And I also want them to anoint me with oil. Oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And we're calling on the Holy Spirit to release the healing power of Jesus in the person that we pray for. Now, this prayer and this anointing with oil, again, it doesn't say how much oil, and we know anointings in the Old Testament, there was a tremendous volume of oil that would be poured over the head of someone who was going to be a priest or a king. There was a great quantity. Well, this doesn't talk about quantity, but it's really like an aid. It's something physical which can speak of the spiritual. It's a bit like when you take bread and when you take the cup in communion. The bread and the wine in themselves are bread and wine, but they speak of something far more powerful. They speak of the tremendous power of the cross and what the blood of Jesus has achieved for us. And therefore, with the anointing of oil on the sick, it's a way of saying we're really serious about this. We're really looking to God with some diligence in order that we might see healing. Now, we don't know what is behind every sickness in detail, but James does draw our attention to people who maybe are in a state of ill health because of their sin. Now, you can in one sense say, well, whatever sickness, if there were no sin in the world, there'd be no sickness. If there was no evil in the world, there'd be no sickness. Sickness is a direct result of sin, whether it's the sin of mankind in general or whether it's the sin of a particular individual. But the encouragement is pray with faith, and the Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. So this sense of looking to God and asking the question when people are sick, is there any sin? Is there anything going on in your life which you know displeases God? It's not judging. It's not that you're trying to root around and enjoy in any sense people's sins and problems. Far from that. But it's a very important question, because we know from the way that Jesus spoke when he found the man in the temple who he'd healed at the pool of Bethesda. He goes in and he sees the man and he says, "See, you're well, sin no more, unless something worse befalls you." Jesus there is clearly stating that the man's sickness is related to personal sin. The blind man in John 9, that is not how it looks at all. God just says, Jesus, who is God, just says, well, you know, this is for the glory of God. We have to ask the right questions. But let's avail ourselves of this special ministry, looking to God, that those who lead us can be invited to pray and to lay hands on us and to believe God for our healing. May God be your healer, even as you're listening to this. If you're sick, my prayer right now, in the name of Jesus, let healing come into your life. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.